$75 to Main Street Social. How does that sound? We'll be hooking you up with that momentarily. But first,
1023 XLC West in Leah.
Visit Lake County. We welcome John McGuire back in. How's it going, John?
Good morning. Good to see you guys again.
Off the air, we were just talking about the fact that I have been to 4 weddings in 5 weeks. It would have been 5, too. I would have had a wedding every weekend.
I wish I had a funeral in there.
Somebody else said that.
4 weddings and a funeral.
Huh, maybe that's why they said it. Yeah.
You say you've been to 4 weddings, people are like, and a funeral.
And you have a funeral next. That's exactly what they said to me, and then I've been panicking ever since. I don't want to go to a
just
funeral.
Just the name of a movie.
Okay, well, we're talking happy, though. We're talking about weddings, one of which was Wes's wedding.
We heard about it.
Yeah?
Yep. Sounded great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It was mediocre. Kind of like this show. Kind of like Wes himself. No, I'm just joking. It was a beautiful day.
Nice.
It was a beautiful day.
Nice. Good. Well, no, we wanted to talk about weddings in Lake County. Yours wasn't, but we'd love to welcome people to Lake County. We have a whole department at our staff that helps people facilitate weddings.
Huh?
That most people don't know about that.
I did not know that.
We have, actually, we brought some treats here. We work with all the vendors around the county.
Yeah, this is trouble.
And we brought some treats from Love and Ovens Cakery, which
is my mom used to work there.
Antioch and Round Lake. Mm-hmm. And they have some amazing cakes. I didn't bring in a full wedding cake, sorry, but I brought some samples.
But this is the thing now. The smaller the cupcakes.
Oh, you're right.
You know, doing the cupcake tower or what have you. Mm-hmm. So one of these is a pumpkin caramel, which I'll be breaking into that boy, bad boy.
Red velvet. Mm. And anything you want, you can get there. But yeah, we're kind of a facilitator right now. Even with all the ons and offs in the business, people are still getting married, and we can fill a gap right now. A lot of venues don't have the sales staffs on board right now, so we can help anybody find a venue, work on all the services you need coming and going.
We've got, what does that cost?
Nothing.
It's free.
It's free. That's something that we do. We're helping the hotels drive business, and the venues are out, and our restaurants. So we have a sales staff, Teresa, Jane, and Kim.
Okay.
They specialize in putting together matches like this. So,
and anybody looking to get married, as soon as they hear the word free, they're like, wait, what? No,
what?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, eventually it'll cost you.
Yeah, right.
But we have files of all the venues, all the suppliers, all the transportation and cakes and photographers and so on. But what we also have is a system where you can tell us the dates you're looking at, the size venue you want. Do you want a sit-down dinner? Do you want food trucks? Do you want all the components? We feed that into our membership.
Yeah.
And then the venues who fit that profile respond.
Oh, man.
And then we can help negotiate rates and
put together packages.
So it's a huge county. There's a lot of places to cover and some really unusual spots that people would love in a forest preserve or in a barn.
Yeah.
You know.
All different kinds.
White tablecloth to a food truck. We can come up with all kinds of combinations.
And so, obviously, I mean, someone planning a wedding that's very specific. What other kind of things does your sales department help plan and book?
Well, that's really our job, is to facilitate people coming here. We're all about overnight stays. We'd love people to stay in hotels.
Yeah.
But we do group tours. We have Jane specializes in putting together itineraries where people take a whole day and go to they'll do a chocolate tour or a culinary tour and go all around the county.
Sounds terrible.
It does.
Well, I don't know why anybody would want to do something like that.
Teresa is the wedding specialist, but she also does sports tournaments. So, I mean, we have soccer and lacrosse and hockey things going on every weekend, and we place those groups into the hotels. We steer them to all the nearby amenities. That's kind of what we do. Kim works with a lot of corporate groups and military. Reunions are huge in Lake County because of Great Lakes and Fort Sheridan. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of groups coming here for that. Trade shows, corporate groups. We're really still struggling right now from the shutdowns.
Yeah.
Corporate, there's not a lot of corporate travel going on.
Yeah.
But our venues like Marriott Lincolnshire Resort and Great Wolf Lodge are putting together all kinds of really creative packages to get people come here.
We went to
with
Great
incentives.
Wolf. We went to Great Wolf a couple of weeks ago. It was actually one of the reasons why I skipped out on one of the 5 weddings I was invited to and only went to 4 because I was like, I already got the stay at Great Wolf planned and everything, all the accommodations that they've put into place since the pandemic and just everything that they're doing to try to, you know, get more people back in there.
Right.
It was so much fun.
And everyone's getting so much more creative now.
Right.
Even if you have to distance, you can do it outdoors. You can do a lot of fun things that people want a wedding to stand out.
Right.
You know, they want their events to be different. So that's why we try to help add that creativity to it.
And one of the things that you guys do, and you do it really well, the Libation Trail Tours, which we're going to be talking about coming up. It's coming up next month, the Libation Trail Check-In Challenge. In October, I don't want to get too much ahead of myself, but Spooks and Spirits, we'll discuss that. And also have that $75 gift card going to be given away to Main Street Social Restaurant that's in Libertyville as Talking with John McGuire from Visit Lake County continues on XLC. Main Street Social Restaurant in Libertyville. If you've never been there, it's delicious. Going to be giving away a $75 gift card coming up.
1023 XLC, Wes and Leah.
But first, we got to finish up this convo with John McGuire in from Visit Lake County. Spooks and Spirits, that's what October is about. What exactly does that entail?
Well, we've taken our popular items for kids and adults.
Okay.
The spooks, we're talking about all the haunted houses and Halloween ball festivities, and then the spirits are our Libation Trail partners with all the breweries, wineries,
right,
and distilleries.
On.
So there's something for everyone to do. The lesson that we're hearing that people need to heed is go early.
Okay.
Fright Fest, the last 2 weeks sold out. They've been turning people away.
Wow.
We drove by a week ago Friday when it was like 80 degrees out at night.
Oh, man.
And people were parking,
really good weather.
Parking over on Milwaukee Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
They locked the gates down. So if you want to go to some of these places, get there early, get in line.
Oh, man.
If the weather holds, we're going to be really overrun.
Right.
You guys have been promoting the Jack-O-Lantern World over in Lake Zurich. We've been seeing really great pictures from that. It's brand new.
Yeah, we are giving away daily. We are giving away family 4-packs to that. All you got to do is guess the weight of our pumpkin over at 1023xlc.com.
You see the size of that pumpkin out there, John?
Yes.
It's pretty massive.
Cool. Yes. Trying
to pick
pumpkin.
It up.
It's at least 5 pounds.
At least.
Yes.
I couldn't pick it up, so.
We've also, you just mentioned Great Wolf Lodge. They've got all kinds of packages based on Halloween, they're calling it.
Okay.
All kinds of add-ons you can do to your trips there.
I see what you did there.
And we're also cautioning people, make your reservations now for Christmas break.
Yeah.
Spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Things are selling out like crazy.
Yep.
So don't put that off. Get your reservations in. Just got a few weeks left of all the haunted houses and trails. Richardson's Corn Maze is still going. Kroll's Farm, Didier Farms.
I was at Kroll's the other day.
Were you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's one of our favorites.
And I do. I love all the farms. I love Richardson. I love what I said, though. I'm like, you know, as far as going to the pumpkin farm, like, it bigger doesn't always mean better. That's what I said. So Richardson's great, but Kroll's is just as amazing as well.
It's very authentic.
Yep.
You know, it's great for the smaller kids too.
Yep, exactly.
They're not overwhelmed by.
And they don't last that long anyways. It's like, get them in and out and hey, I'm good to go.
Right. So we've had amazing weather September and October so far. So I keep that ball rolling a couple more weeks. We're in the fourth quarter. This is prime time now for our Libation Trail partners. So we've got football season
right.
And going into the holidays. I think like 3/4 of all the liquor industry, you know, makes it in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So October, November, December, we're talking about holiday gifts and parties and everything going on. I'll be back here in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And we'll be doing our Lake County Libation Trail Check-In Challenge again.
Okay.
Where people can go and use the mobile app and check in at locations and win fabulous prizes. We've got something really cool for prizes here.
Cool. And that's it's a little over a week long,
yeah.
November 12th through the 21st.
Right. And we'll do a Libation Month in November. So you guys will get your fill. Don't worry.
Oh, boy. No,
you'll be.
Oh, you're bringing in treats?
Oh, we'll always take care of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay.
Planning your vacation, Wes?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Are you kidding me? I for sure, that's one day I can't take vacation when, when Leah has libations. Ooh, that should be Leah's libations.
Oh, Leah's libations challenge.
We got to be live. Wes has to be live when there's Leah and libations.
Okay. I would scale it back a little bit if you weren't here.
A little bit. Not that I would not partake.
I'm never
going to
not partake.
The spokesperson there.
Good.
Nice. Nice.
All right, John, you brought in some gift cards, which is very nice of you. Going to be giving those away, $75 to Main Street Social Restaurant in Libertyville, someone that Visit Lake County works closely with. And maybe we didn't talk about them per se for this month, but always a great place to dine.
One of our Restaurant Week partners, and we'll be... talking about Restaurant Week in April. So
cool.
We're always doing something fun.
All of this information, again, you could get at visitlakecounty.org. But right now, without further ado, 847-336-1023. You want to go to Main Street Social Restaurant, which is in Libertyville. If you've never been before, it's amazing. $75. 847-336-1023. Who we want to take?
Let's go with Cinco.
Caller number Cinco, which is 5. Just making sure. Got to brush up on my Spanish. All right, John, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.